从这个礼拜开始
From this week onwards,
我们会把圣经里面一些常常被人疑惑的问题提出来讨论
We will discuss upon difficult passages in the Bible
这有两个目的
There are two purposes
使基督徒深知你的信不是盲从的
Firstly, for Christians to know that your faith is not in vain
第二
Secondly,
当别人对你有所疑问的时候
That when you are questioned by others
你胸有成竹知道怎么样回答他们
You will have the confidence to answer them
那么这样呢我们在副教在布道的结合上
In this manner, we are combining evangelism with apologetics.
更有效地达到我们的目的。
And we will be more effective.
因为很多非基督徒尊重圣经，但是看不起教会。
Many non-Christians may respect the Bible but look down on the church.
很多基督徒，很多非基督徒佩服信徒好的生活，但是不赞成基督徒杀里杀气。
Many non-Christians would respect a holy lifestyle by a Christian but would not think of them as too intelligent.
我们的理性没有发挥最大的功效。
We have not fulfilled the potential in our reasoning.
归正的求知精神。
The spirit of learning in Reform theology.
Every Christian should be rational, but we are not rationalist.
就是每一个基督徒必须要有理智，但是不是理想化。
尽量发挥理性功能。
We need to express our reason.
却不崇拜理性。
But we will not worship reason.
我们不是理性主义的。
Because we are not idealists.
照保罗的话
，The Apostle Paul says,
人的头脑掳回来。
We need to capture the minds of people.
归在上帝的灵的光照之下。
And that they may be enlightened by the Spirit of God.
使我们的理性归回真理。
And that our reason may be returned to the truth.
这样神的道。
Then the word of God
光照
will enlighten us,
启发
to inspire us,
更新
to renew us,
改正
to correct us,
我们错误的理性的内容
to correct our reason that is often in error.
理性对真理的归向，这个就叫做活的信心。
When the reason goes back to the truth, this is living faith.
So faith is the return of the prodigal reason to submit under the power of the truth.
所以信心是流浪的理智归回真理的底下
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
那么今天我们要讨论的题目是什么呢
The topic that we will discuss this evening
为什么上帝要放一个分别善恶的果树在伊甸园里面
Would be why would God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the garden of Eden
为什么伊甸里面需要有一条蛇来给人做这个试探的工作
Why would the serpent be present in the garden to tempt man
很多人读圣经的时候
For many people, when they read the Bible,
这些的困难中间，先看不起圣经。
They first despise the Bible because of these difficulties.
因为这是无稽之谈。
They think of this as mythology.
根本不能被领受，不能被接受的不合理的事情。
Something that is illogical and cannot be accepted.
上帝用地上的泥土造人。
God has made man with dust.
这是一件完全不合科学的事情。
It seems to be unscientific.
上帝把人放在伊甸园里面。
And God placed man in the Garden of Eden.
又限制人这个果树可以吃，那棵树不可吃。
And then give him a limitation that he can eat of this tree only.
又叫蛇许可他来引诱人，以至于人结果吃了不可吃的树。
And then allow the serpent to tempt man, and they have fallen.
这岂不是上帝在玩弄人类吗
？Is it not a case where God is playing a fool with man?
人岂不是在上帝的手中变成一个玩具呢
？Are we then not toys in the hands of God?
我相信，不但你听过这一类的攻击。
I think that you must have heard such accusations.
可能甚至你心灵深处有时也有这样的在这个想法。
Perhaps deep in your heart you have such doubts.
所以这是圣经的难题。
And this is a difficult passage.
我们要做清楚的交代。
We want to explain it clearly.
上帝创造万有的时候
，When God created all things,
他是最后才造人。
He created man last.
这个次序到底有什么意思呢
？Is there a meaning to this order?
人如果是被最后造出来的
，If man were created last，
人是不是最不重要的，所以最后才出现的
？Does it mean that it is the least important？
人是最后才被造的。
The human being is made as the last person.
人被造以前起到的被造物到底有什么地位呢
？What are the status of things that are created before man？
其实这个观念在这个达尔文的进化论里面。
But this concept is seen in the theory of evolution by Charles Darwin.
已经从地质的变化中间 从化石的印证里面告诉我们，是人是最后出现的。
From geographical evidence and fossils, he know that man is the last creation.
4个月前我们谈到创造论与进化论的时候
，Four months ago when we talk about the topic between evolution and creationism,
给你们做了一次交代。
We already mentioned this.
人被造是最后的被造物。
That the human being is the last created being.
这表示人的地位是最崇高的。
It means that we have the highest status.
因为上帝先为我们预备了一切，然后我们才被造来享用以前一切的被造物。
Because God first created all things for us to enjoy.
那么上帝用地上的尘土造人。
And God made man with the dust on the earth.
这句话不但不是不合科学。
This is not only not unscientific.
这句话是唯一和科学的组成的这种描写。
It is indeed very scientific.
人身体里面的无论是氮，无论是氢，无论是氧，无论是碳，无论是磷，无论是硫，还有铁、钠、钾的成分，跟着泥土里面的组成成分是相当相似的。
Because the composition of the human body, whether it's mineral or carbon or whatever it is very similar to that of the earth.
虽然地壳上每一块地的土壤的组成成分都不太一样。
Although the composition of a piece of soil is different from place to place.
神告诉我们他用地上的尘土造人。
But God tells us that we are made with the dust from the earth.
这是人物这一部分的源头的一个描写。
It is a description of the source of our physical body.
这就是人的自然成分。
And this is the natural portion of humanity.
人之所以是人，人还有另外一个成分是超自然成分。
But for us to be human being, there is a supernatural element.
所以这就是圣经告诉我们，上帝用他的气吹在人的鼻孔里面的这个描写。
And the Bible describes it as God breathing His breath into the nostril of man.
这样在可见的一部分，人属于自然。
And so from the visible, we belong to nature.
在灵气吹入的不可见的一部分，人属于上帝。
But from the invisible, we belong to God.
这样人是唯一在被造物中间，形上形下相交叉结合的地方。
And a human being is the only creature that has the physical and the metaphysical.
我们用两个圆圈来做一个比较。
We can describe this as two circles.
向下的这个圆圈代表我们与自然界的关系。
The lower circle will represent the relationship between us and nature.
向上的圆圈代表我们与超自然界的关系。
And a circle above that will represent our relationship with the supernatural.
这个关系的交叉点就是人存在的地带。
And the place where it intersects is where humanity lives.
是人存在的这个位置。
The position of existence for mankind.
是物与灵界交接的地方。
It is a point of contact between material and the spiritual.
人在宇宙中的地位。
The status of humanity in the cosmos.
我们是唯一可能与物质界的生物发生关系，也唯一可以与树林界的上帝发生关系的双重功用。
Is that we have dual ability to have relationship with the physical world and also with the spiritual world.
这样呢，普遍恩惠的回应，孔子的思想曾经提过一句话。
In the response to the common grace of God, Confucius ever said,
君子谋道不谋食。
That a gentleman will seek after logos and not after food.
一个人进到君子的身份的这个价值观的时候
，So when a person understands life as a gentleman,
他不是寻找吃的东西
，He is not just concerned about food.
寻找真理的那一部分
，He wants to seek after the truth.
而孔子这个回应犯了一个很大的错误。
But the response of Confucius had an error.
因为他说不谋食好像不必吃饭一样的。
Because it seems that the gentlemen do not need to eat.
所以当上帝自己启示真理的时候
，But when God revealed the truth Himself,
就很完美把他真正的意义表现出来了。
He tells us comprehensively His real meaning.
耶稣说人活着不单靠食物，还要不要吃饭呢？要。而且是靠上帝口里所出的一切话语。
Jesus Christ proclaimed that man will not live by bread alone, which means we still need bread.
一个人只有在物质上得到满足，他的生命从来没有达到真正完美的价值。
But when a person is only satisfied with the physical, he cannot be completed in his life.
当一个人在神的真理中间得到喂养，得到真正价值观的重寻的时候，他才发现 自己的满足。
Only when a person finds his true value and system within God will he be satisfied.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以上帝把亚当放在伊甸的时候
，When God placed Adam in the Garden of Eden，
他预备了人物质上所需要的一切。
He has prepared all his physical needs.
不但如此
，Not only that，
他把话也讲出来了。
He also spoke.
亚当，园中所有的树，所有的果子，你都可以吃。
Adam, you can partake of any of the fruit from the trees.
唯独那分别善恶果树上的果子，你不可以吃。
Except the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
因为你吃的日子必定要死。
Because the day you eat, you will surely die.
所以这样的意义的这个道就灌输在人的心中了。
And so the meaning of the word has come into our heart.
言表心声。
The words will describe how we feel.
语表心意。
And the words will carry the meaning.
言语的本身。
Language in itself.
蕴载着那永恒的意义在里面。
Carries eternal meaning.
而这意义的原本就是上帝的道。
And the meaning in its original form is the word of God.
上帝用他的道把他心中要向人表达的意义跟计划就这样讲出来。
And through his word, God expresses his meaning and plans.
那么当亚当在伊甸园的时候
，When Adam was in the garden，
他就面对了一个物质的世界。
He faced a physical world.
他就看见了一些可惜。所需要的物质的这些树的事情
He can see his physical needs provided by the trees.
然后呢神的命令发出了以后
And then the command of God came.
神就把自由给了人
And God gave him freedom.
那么自由是不是绝对性的呢
Is this freedom then absolute?
不是的
No.
自由是不是要向上帝交代负责任的呢
Is the freedom accountable to God?
是
Yes, it is.
自由的本身是不是有限制的呢
Is there a constraint in freedom?
自由的本身隐藏着矛盾的成分吗
Is there irony in freedom?
自由到底到什么时候就变成不自由呢
When will freedom suddenly become non-freedom?
所以这样我们就要看亚当成为被造的人有上帝的形象在他里面
We want to look at Adam, a created being by God.
上帝原先给他的自由是原先被造的中性自由
The freedom that God gave to Adam is a neutral freedom in the original creation.
这个自由就需要一个考验
And it needs, there is a need for this
freedom. 所以我们就看见了为什么有一棵分别善恶的树放在伊甸的中间。
There is a test for this freedom, and the tree was placed there.
如果你读尼采的哲学论到这一方面的话
，If you read the philosophy of Nietzsche，
你会很惊奇，这样的伟大的知识分子，怎么连这棵树的名称他都听不懂、读不懂，解释的时候离开原意那么远。
That you will be surprised that such a great philosopher would be mistaken about the, even the name of the tree.
西方传下来以讹传讹的错误的教训是什么呢
？The wrong teachings that has been passed down by tradition.
就是上帝不要人碰知识。
Is that God refuses to let men have knowledge?
这个树叫做 the tree of knowledge.
And so they consider the tree as the tree of knowledge.
这是完全错误的。
But this is wrong.
这个树是分别善恶树的知识的树。
But this tree is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
The knowledge of the good and evil. 那么是不是更进一步说上帝不许可人知道善恶的问题呢
Does that mean that God does not want us to know about him?
如果上帝不许可人知道善恶的话
If God does not want men to know about good and evil,
那么上帝启示了这本圣经里面许许多多关于善跟恶的教训是为什么呢
Why would God then reveal to us in the Bible all these teachings about good?
所以我们相信上帝根本不是不要人知道善恶的问题。
So we believe that it is not that God does not want us to know good and evil.
这样就更尖锐的问一个问题出来了。
But then a sharper question will come.
那么上帝把这个树放在那边做什么
？What is the purpose of the tree?
为什么上帝吩咐亚当不可以吃这个树上的果子
？Why would God command Adam not to eat of the fruit?
我们常常听到这样的问题。
We have often heard such questions.
分别善恶
，to know good and evil
是智慧。
It's wisdom.
是智慧。
Or it's wisdom.
或者分辨善恶是知识。
Or is it knowledge?
知识跟智慧是不是一样的
Is there a difference between knowledge and wisdom?
今天全个人类最大的混乱就是把智慧跟知识分不清楚就走了这条知的路线。
The greatest confusion in humanity today is the confusion between knowledge and wisdom.
1940年前后
in right about 1940,
英国的大哲学家 Bertrand Russell 就写了一篇文章。
The British philosopher Bertrand Russell wrote an essay.
他说这个时代就是一个不能分辨知识跟智慧的一个时代。
He said that this era is one in which we cannot tell the difference between knowledge and wisdom.
我读那篇文章的时候呢,
When I read the essay,
我第一个感受说你写这篇你就是这种人。
The first reaction is that you are such a person.
有关于 Bertrand 的四分制度, 他对性的开放, 以及他对全世界新时的道德败坏的那种破坏的力量, 我们今天没有仔细去谈的。
We won't have time to talk about the negative influence of Bertrand Russell.
所以知识跟智慧是不一样的。
So knowledge is different from wisdom.
知识是智慧的内容, 智慧是知识的方向。
And knowledge is the content of wisdom, and wisdom is the methods of knowledge.
智慧是知识的根基。
And knowledge is the basis of wisdom.
知识不过是智慧上面一些的建造。
Knowledge is just some construction above wisdom.
上帝说你不可以吃这树上的果子。
God commanded that you cannot partake of the fruit of the tree.
是不是上帝不要人知善知恶呢?
Does that mean that God does not want us to know good or bad?
不是的。No. 因为知善知恶的知识的背后需要有对这知识的需要的智慧的问题。
Because behind this knowledge of good and evil, you need wisdom.
所以当上帝赐下这道命令的时候,
So when God gave this command,
你知道了这个命令,
You know this secret.
这个命令的背后为什么不可以, 就是智慧的问题, 不是知识的问题。
The purpose behind the command is that the question relating to wisdom and not knowledge.
所以当亚当听了这个命令以后呢,
After Adam has heard the command,
境界的话是说, 你吃的日子, 你必定死。
The warning is that on the day you eat, you will surely die.
这里就不关系关于知识的问题而已。
So therefore, it is not just a question of knowledge.
这里关系哪一种知识使人至于死的智慧的问题。
It is a question of wisdom, knowing what sort of knowledge will bring death.
上帝造了人以后,
After God created man,
就把人放在这个一定要受试验的这个状态中间。
He placed humanity in a status where he must be tempted.
这件事是不是绝对的必须呢?
Is this an absolute necessity?
我们从全本圣经的总原则看出这是一个绝对的必须。
From the entire Bible, its general principle tells us that this is absolutely necessary.
人性是尊严的。
Humanity has an honorable status.
人原先是有自由的。
Originally, we were created with freedom.
这个自由不是不负责任的自由。
But this freedom is not one of irresponsibility.
这个自由不是绝对自我的自由。
It is not in which you become absolute.
只有神自己的自由是绝对自我的永恒自由。
Only the freedom of God is an absolute eternal freedom.
人的自由是被造相对有向上帝负责任的自由。
The freedom of mankind is a created freedom that is accountable to God.
所以这个自由就隐藏着上帝在这方面的形象。
And so this freedom contains the image of God.
我们可以像上帝, 我们不是上帝。
We can be like God, but we can never be God.
我已经对你们讲了。
I have already preached on this.
像就不是是。
To be like means you are not it.
是就不必像。
If you are it, you don't have to be like.
如果人家说你很像李显龙, 你要知道你就不是李显龙了。
If people say you look like Lee Hsien Loong, it means you are not Lee Hsien Loong.
你空高兴也没有用的。
It doesn't matter if you are very happy.
你空悲哀是可能的。
It may be becoming depressed.
因为你像他, 有人暗杀他的时候, 你就比别人更危险, 就是这样。
Because you could be assassinated by someone else.
所以人像上帝, 人根本不是上帝。
For us to be like God, it means that we are not God.
人是有创造性。
We may be creative.
只有神是创造主。
But only God is the creator.
人是有自主性。
Although we may be independent.
神有绝对的自主。
But only God is sovereign.
我们不过像他而已。
We are just like him.
所以这个自由是像上帝的一部分。
This freedom is how we are like God.
自由是危机性的一个恩赐。
Freedom is a gift that carries crisis.
所以上帝把自由给了人。
When God gave man freedom,
上帝也把试验跟试探临到人。
He also allowed temptation and trials to come.
所以你不只是上帝多造了一棵树, 产生这么一大堆的麻烦。
It is not that God created a tree just for fun.
或者上帝忘记把门缝堵住, 让蛇跑进来。
Or forget to block the door and the serpent came in.
所以结果弄得一大堆的事情, 永远处理不清楚。
And in the end, we are all in such trouble.
我告诉你, 试探是必须的。
I tell you, the trials is an absolute necessity.
试炼是必须的。
Temptations are necessary.
我们从哪一方面的亮光，我们敢说这是必须，是一个绝对的呢？
From which enlightenment can we declare this to be absolute necessary?
上帝自己的儿子耶稣到地上做人的时候。
We can tell from the Son of God, Jesus Christ. When he was on earth, he had no special privileges. As a human being, he too went through trials. He had been tempted.
So from this 方面我们看出人性必须受试炼，必须受试探，是不可逃避的一个事实。
And so we see this as an inescapable truth that humanity must be tempted.
所以上帝就把亚当放在伊甸园里面。
And so God placed Adam into the Garden of Eden.
上帝就把一棵分别善恶树的这个果子的试探放在哪里
？And also the trial of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
如果亚当顺服的时候
，When if Adam were obedient，
他的人性就被成全了。
His humanity then would be made perfect.
他亚当悖逆的时候
，But if he go against God，
他的自由是。变成真正被应用了。
His freedom will then will be stained.
当人真正应用了他自由的时候
，When we truly use our freedom，
这表示上帝对人的尊重不是纸上谈兵。
It means that God truly respects man's choices.
什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
因为神把自由给人
，When God gave us freedom，
再把试探除掉。
If he were to take away the temptation,
不给人有真正的权柄去应用自由的时候
，when you do not have the true ability to use your freedom,
这表示上帝不是真正尊重人。
It means that God does not have true respect for us.
这是真正自我兑现、自我应用自由，也就表示神对人真正的尊重。
And we see that God really honor us by allowing us to make mistakes.
有关这件事情，全世界历史中间，奥古斯丁是最先分化不同时代。自由的不同本质的第一个人。
In the history of mankind, Augustine was the first person to segregate the different level of freedom.
原先被造的自由。
The freedom in the original state.
错误应用以后失败的自由。
Compared to the freedom that come after we have fallen.
这是不同的两个时期。
They are from two different era.
基督的救赎里面，我们得回的自由。
And the freedom we get under the salvation of Christ.
第三个性质，第三个时期。
Becomes the third level.
以后我们在永恒中间不再犯罪，有永远与主同在的那个自由。
And the freedom we have in the future in heaven where we will no longer sin.
那是被成全以后的自由。
It's a freedom that come after it's completed.
只有归正神学承继了这个传统。
Only reformed theology has had this tradition.
对人性了解到这么深入的地步。
To have such in-depth understanding of humanity.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
为什么上帝把这个树放在那里呢？
Why did God place the tree in the garden?
因为要给人应用自由的机会。
So that we have an opportunity to exercise our freedom.
为什么上帝把这棵树放在那里呢？
Why did God allow the presence of the tree?
人性是在过程中间才进到完全。
Because humanity needs to attain perfection through a process.
没有一个成全。
There is no one process of perfection.
白白领受恩典就成全的。
That comes suddenly after you receive His grace.
没一个人性的成全。
Every completion of humanity
需要经过试炼
needs the process of trials
需要经过试探
needs the process of temptation
上帝就许可撒旦的存在
and so God allowed the existence of Satan
上帝又许可苦难来到人的身上
and also that suffering may come to us
因为这是绝对的必须
because these are absolute necessities
所以亚当就在这种被造的状态中间面对上帝
And Adam faced God in such a situation.
那么上帝为什么要这许可撒旦来对亚当有一些试探的话语呢？
Why would God allow Satan to tempt Adam?
这是表示神给与他的真理不同立场存在的机会。
It means that God allowed the opportunity for the existence of something apart from His truth.
如果我们把这个事情再把它延伸出来的时候
，When we expand this thinking，
我们就问一个更大的问题了。
You will have to ask a larger question.
为什么上帝不消灭魔鬼
？Why would God not destroy the devil？
为什么上帝许可魔鬼存在
？Why does He allow the existence of the devil？
更许可魔鬼把苦难、试炼各样很可怕的事情临到他所爱。的人类的身上
and allow the devil to bring about all sorts of horrifying things to people whom he loved
我相信这是永永远远没有一个时代不可能没有 临到基督徒挑战的话语。
And these are things that will challenge Christians of all generations.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
全本圣经透过基督在历史上的显现。
The entire Bible through the existence of Jesus Christ.
就把这些又大又难的问题向我们显明出来了。
Reveal all these difficult problems to us.
连上帝的儿子，神道成肉身做人的时候，都不可以有特权。
Even the Son of God coming in the flesh did not have any special privileges.
告诉我们，人每一个人都必须经过试探，经过试炼。
It tells us that every single one of us must go through trials and temptations.
上帝之所以没有消灭魔鬼
，The reason why God did not destroy the devil，
乃是让魔鬼与他同时存在，继续不断表演他自己的错事。
It is because he allowed the devil to continue to exist to demonstrate his own errors.
使我们就不是盲从信仰上帝。
So that we do not just blindly follow Satan.
因为我们有机会受到他的引诱。
We had the opportunity to be tempted by him.
所以撒旦就到这个夏娃这里来。
And Satan went to Eve.
那如果我们好好把第三章创世纪里面的真理把它发掘出来的话，
When we discover the truth in the third chapter of Genesis,
你会非常非常有兴趣的。
You will become very enthralled.
相对的思想是从那里出来的。
There is the concept of a relativity.
这个呢，知识的混乱是从那里出来的。
The confusion of knowledge and wisdom is found there.
不可知论是从那里出来的。
Agnosticism came from there.
这种呢，这个没有绝对把相对代替绝对的开始是从那里出来的。
And this is where relative has taken over the absolute.
怀疑论是从那里出来的。
The concept of doubt came from there.
许多在哲学上永远没有办法解决的困难都从那里开始。
And many of difficult philosophical questions came from chapter 3 of Genesis.
撒旦对夏娃说，
Satan said to Eve,
你为什么不吃这树上的果子？
Why do you not eat of this fruit?
夏娃就照着上帝的话很简单的回答，因为上帝说这棵树上的果子你不可摸，你也不可吃。
And Eve replied simply, "You must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden."
这样是神的话跟魔鬼的话同时变成两个的立论在人的周围。
At that time, humanity faced both the words of God and the words of the devil.
那么撒旦就继续问夏娃说，
And the devil asked the next question.
你知道不知道为什么上帝叫你不可以吃呢？
Do you not know why God asks you not to eat?
如果你不知道，我告诉你知道。
If you do not know, let me tell you.
所以这个是知识论的开始了。
So this is the beginning of knowledge.
The beginning of epistemology. 知识论是什么呢？
What is epistemology?
知识论不是研究知识内容问题。
It is not just a study about knowledge.
知识论是研究知识应当有的知识。
It is a knowledge about what knowledge should have.
知识的原则。
The principle of knowledge,
知识的方法,
the methods of knowledge,
知识的性质,
the purpose of knowledge,
知识的源头,
the extension of knowledge,
知识的权威,
the power of knowledge,
知识的范围,
the circumference of knowledge,
知识的果效的问题,
and the result of knowledge.
所以这个论知识的知识叫做知识论。
So epistemology is the study of knowledge.
那么撒旦对夏娃讲的话是什么呢？
The words that Satan said to Eve.
知道不知道为什么上帝不要你知道呢？
Do you know why God would not want you to know?
上帝不要你知道是有理由的。这个理由你不知道，我知道，所以我告诉你知道，免得你不知道。
And there is a reason why, so I know the reason, I will tell you.
你注意啊，这就是真正的情形了。
This is what the Bible says.
I'm going to tell you what you do not know because God does not want you to know. I know it, but you don't know. So I let you know. 上帝不要你知道为什么？
Why would God not want you to know?
因为上帝知道，如果你像他一样知道，
Because God knows that if you know like him,
那么你就更像上帝了。
Then you will be more like God.
上帝根本不要你像他一样知道这个事情。
And God does not want you to be like him.
所以呢，他对你说，你不要吃，因为他不要你知道。
So he tells you not to eat of the fruit because he doesn't want you to be like him.
这是历史中间最诡诈的挑拨离间的方法论的开始。
And this is the beginning of the most sly and deceitful way.
这个挑拨离间的方法是什么的方法呢？
What sort of method is this?
就是使你产生对别人动机的怀疑。
It is to enable you to have doubt about the motives of others.
是很可怕的事情。
It is something quite horrifying.
知识论牵涉了怀疑论吗？
Thus, epistemology has doubts in there.
怀疑论本身就是知识论的反面。
And doubt in itself is the opposite of knowledge.
而怀疑是可以不可以的事情。
But should we doubt?
如果没有这个非常健康的怀疑。
If you do not have a healthy sense of doubt,
我们怎么样从反面去肯定知识的合法性呢？
How do we then affirm the legality of knowledge?
所以呢，法国的哲学家笛卡尔提到两种怀疑。
And the French philosopher Descartes said,
第一种的怀疑是为了要明白但很难所以产生的怀疑。
Said that there are two kinds of doubts. The first one is because you want to understand.
另外是因为根本不要信所以产生了许多的怀疑。
The second one is you completely refuse to believe.
如果你因为要信有困难产生的怀疑，这是健康的怀疑。
If you have doubt because you want to believe, this is healthy.
你根本不要信，你就假造许多的理由来怀疑，这个是破坏性的怀疑。
If you decided not to believe and you create a lot of doubts, this is destructive.
撒旦对夏娃说
，And Satan said to Eve,
我告诉你一件你不知道的事情。
Let me tell you something you do not know.
我盼望你知道。
I hope you will know.
你知道上帝不要你知道。
You know that God does not want you to know.
上帝知道，你都像他一样知道。
Because God knows that if you have the same knowledge as Him,
知识的垄断权就被你拿去了。
His monopoly on knowledge will be taken by you.
所以他不要你知道他所知道的。
So He refuses to let you know.
所以他叫你不可吃这个分别善恶树上的果子。
Which is why He commanded you not to eat of this fruit.
这种怀疑的种子撒下在这个夏娃的心灵深处的时候，
When this seed of doubt went into the heart of Eve,
夏娃马上接受了。
Eve immediately accepted it.
马上接受这个就是真理。
And accepted it as the truth.
我们许多时候劝人很愚笨，为什么？因为你先把被劝的人当作是本来错的，要你劝。
And sometimes when we try to persuade others, we use very silly methods. We think that the person needs our help.
而先假设别人是错的，别人是不懂的，然后苦口婆心劝人的人是最令人讨厌的事情。
We first assume that the other person is ignorant, so we try our best to persuade him.
所以你制造怀疑的时候，
When you create doubt,
使人对别的人的信任动摇。
When their trust on other people have been shaken.
然后呢，你怀疑他的动机以后，人际之间的关系一定破裂的。
The human relationship will break when there is no trust.
今天教会里面的分裂。
The reason why many churches are splitting up.
社会里面的仇恨。
The reason why there are many hatred in society.
人与人之间关系的破坏。
The destruction of relation, interpersonal relationship.
真正的种子就是产生对别人动机的怀疑。
The true reason is because we have doubt over other people's motives.
所以当这件事情一讲完了以后呢，
After Satan finished this,
那么这个夏娃马上就怀恨上帝了。
Eve immediately hated God.
这个事情是天天都在发生的事情。
This sort of matter happens every day.
那么这种知识论现在已经整个的弥布在全世界的文化界里面。
And this sort of methods of knowledge is now in all of cultures.
刚才我们听林博士讲的话语。
Earlier when we listened to Dr. Ling,
无论在心理学界，
whether it's in psychology,
无论在神学界，
whether it's in theology,
无论在解经界，
whether it's in expository preaching,
根本就怀疑这本圣经。
People have doubt about the Bible.
不信上帝的话语。
They would not believe in the word of God.
这个基础上，你做什么事越做越乱，你越讲也没有价值。
Upon this basis, the more you work, the more confusing it becomes.
根本就错了。
Because the original is wrong.
这件事的错误错在哪里呢？
So where is this error here?
这件事的错误错在根本，夏娃没有从这一套的知识论的根基去怀疑这个知识论本身的合法性。
And this problem come about because Eve did not have healthy doubts about the legality of this knowledge.
如果夏娃这么问，
If Eve were to ask,
你知道的这事是真的吗？
Is what you know true?
你对我讲的这话是真的吗？
Are the things you say to me true?
上帝真的不要我知道吗？
Is it true that God does not want me to know?
是啊。
Is it?
上帝不要你知道，所以叫你不要吃嘛。
Yes, God would not want you to know.
那如果呢？夏娃问回去，你怎么知道上帝不要我知道
？If Eve were to ask the serpent, how do you know that God does not want me to know?
就可以解决了。
Then the problem will be solved.
当夏娃接受这怀疑论的时候
，But when Eve accepted the doubt,
他是先用肯定的知识，没有怀疑怀疑去接受怀疑论。
He first accepted the doubt because he did not doubt the doubt.
所以这是很可怕的事情。
This is something very horrifying.
所以我请大家注意下面两句话。
So I want you to pay careful attention.
一个基督徒
，a Christian，
应当用怀疑的态度去怀疑怀疑论。
Should have doubt over theories of doubts.
We should be skeptic toward the skepticism. 第二，我们要用不可知的态度去反抗不可知论。
We need to have the attitude of the agnostics to go against the agnostics.
这样你才能够胜过里面蕴藏的很可怕的知识论根基的毁坏。
And then you can have victory over the destructive forces of this knowledge.
很多很多的人。
Today there are multitudes out there.
幼稚的读书。
Who study in a very childish manner.
无限纯洁的求知之心。
They wanted to seek after this knowledge.
吸收了那些以怀疑为动机所提供的知识系统。
But they were accept knowledge system that is based on doubt.
这是整个世界文化二十一世纪照样重复伊甸园危机的一个很可怕的现象。
This is a horrifying situation that's repeated in the entire 21st century.
中国一个哲学家叫做冯友兰。
There is a philosopher in China by the name of 冯友兰。
哲学历史的序论里面有一句话。
He has a preface in his work.
他说当你研究哲学家的理论的时候。
He said when you study about the philosophers.
不要单单看他的内容。
Do not just study the content.
你更要研究他讲这些内容背后的动机是什么。
What you want to study is the motive behind what he has written.
否则你就给他整个被他吞下去了。
Or you will be conquered by him.
今天许多基督徒的孩子失去信仰。
Today many Christian children has lost their faith.
甚至许多的牧师受新派思想的影响。
Many pastors are influenced by the liberals.
因为他照着怀疑者的前提怀疑了圣经。
Because they have doubts about the Bible based on what they have been taught.
对于怀疑者的理论从来没有给他怀疑。
And they have never doubted those who doubt the Bible.
正像一个人到你家里说我要查你家里面所有的东西。
It's like a person appearing in your house and say, I want to search through your house.
那么你马上什么都开出来给他查你就是傻瓜。
And if you just allow him to do that, you are quite stupid.
所以你问他说你凭什么来查我的。
You have to ask him, what authority do you have?
他说政府派我来查你的。
He said the government has sent me.
你说你怎么证明你是政府派你来查我的？
You will ask what sort of certificate you have.
这是一个文书，是政府的机关给我权柄来查你的。
He will say that this is a certificate empowering me to do this.
那你说好 ，CIA 派来的。
It's from CIA.
好，现在给你查了。
And you allow him to search.
够了吗？
Is it enough?
对了吗
？Is it correct?
让他查吗
？To let him search?
不。
No.
为什么不
？Why not?
你把它 photocopy 寄到 CIA 去
You photostat it and send it to CIA
看看这个签字是不是真正 CIA 的签字
To verify whether it is the true copy
如果你不从根基去重建你的知识论
If you do not rebuild your knowledge from its foundation
你从根基去受破坏去建立别人的怀疑论
If you keep building upon the doubts of other people,
那么你的信仰一定破产的。
Then your faith will go bankrupt.
所以感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝许可亚当夏娃受试探。
God allowed Adam and Eve to be tempted.
这是一个必须。
Because it is necessary.
当人受试探的时候。
But when we are tempted,
如果他把上帝的道跟魔鬼的理论等量齐观的话。
If he equate the words of God with the words of devil,
他就在危机的中间。
He will be in crisis.
上帝的话有许多反合性的成分在里面。
Because the words of God contains lots of paradox.
撒旦的话里面有许多矛盾性的成分在里面。
And the words of Satan contains a lot of contradiction.
矛盾论的形象跟反合性的现象在外表上是很差不多一样的东西。
A paradox looks very much like a contradiction.
但是不同的地方在哪里呢
？The difference is
反合性的终极是一个和谐。
The end of a paradox is a harmony.
但是矛盾性的终极是一个冲突。
But the end of a contradiction is a conflict.
但是从外面来看，你根本看不出来。
But on the surface, they all look the same.
对的东西看起来好像不对。
Things that look right may look wrong.
不对的东西看起来好像对。
Things that are wrong may look right.
对的好像不对，不对好像不对，不对又好像对，对又好像不对，就不管它对不对了。
So many a times we just couldn't care less.
这是很危险的事情。
But it is very dangerous.
所以上帝讲的话。
So when God speaks,
结果好像不成。
It seems to be wrong.
撒旦讲的话
But the words of Satan
结果真的成功了
seems successful.
从那一天开始呢
So from that day onwards,
神的道就变成人怀疑的对象
The word of God become the object of our doubts.
撒旦的道就变成人接受的真理
But the words of Satan become truth that we will accept.
当你把绝对相对化的时候
When we make the absolute relative,
你把相对绝对化的时候
and we treat the relative as absolute,
你把真的当作假的时候
when you are confused about this,
你把假的当作真的时候
when you treat the false as true,
你没有办法混乱真理，你只有办法混乱你自己。
The only result is that you will confuse yourself.
撒旦说上帝所讲的话
Satan said the words of God.
上帝说你不可吃。
God said you shall not eat this.
撒旦说上帝岂是真说你不可吃。
Satan asked, did God really say you should not eat this?
上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
God said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
撒旦说你吃的日子不一定死。
Satan said, maybe not.
所以绝对化成相对。
So he made the absolute relative.
那么相对化成绝对。
And he made the relative absolute.
你吃的日子不一定死。
The day you eat, you maybe won't die.
你吃的日子眼睛就明亮起来。
Because your eyes will be open.
好，当撒旦对夏娃讲话的时候
When Satan spoke to Eve,
上帝任凭夏娃听撒旦的话。
God allowed Eve to listen to him.
上帝一次把命令赐下来以后
，After God's command is given,
上帝不再第二次解释。
God will not explain again.
不再第二次重新再下命令。
And he will not give a second same command.
上帝已经把自由给了人以后呢
，After he has given us freedom,
就让人可以听取反面的话语。
God allow us to listen to the negative side.
让人自己决定怎么应用他的自由。
That we will decide how to use the freedom.
然后接下来就是等候审判或者救赎。
And then the result will either be judgment or salvation.
我也思想也感到可怕。
The more I think about this, the more frightening it is.
神跟人的关系是这样被安排的。
And this is how God arranged His relationship.
人的自由是带着这么大的危机性的。
That freedom carries such danger.
而错误的理论有这么大相同于真正理论的成分在里面。
But the wrong theory has such a content that looks right.
正确的理论隐藏着许多很矛盾的东西在里面。
And the right theory contains a lot of paradox.
我们怎么样在好像是反和性的中间找到矛盾呢？
How then can we find the irony in this paradox?
我们怎么样在好像是矛盾的中间找到反和心的。
How do we find the paradox in things that looks ironical?
这都不是动物可以牵涉的问题。
These are things that animals cannot do.
按照上帝的形象样式被造的人，唯一的活物应当做的事情。
The only being that can do this is a human being made in the image and likeness of God.
从这个角度我看做人难，应当这样解释。
And so from this angle, I see that it's difficult to be a human being.
做人难，人难做。
It is difficult to live a human life.
很难做人。
It's difficult to live life.
被造在神与撒旦的中间。
We have been created between God and Satan.
被造在生与死的中间。
We have been created between life and death.
人被造在暂时与永恒的中间。
We have been created between temporal state and eternal.
人被造在物质与灵的中间。
We have been created between the physical and the spiritual.
人活着不但靠生物，乃靠上帝口里所说的一切话。
We live not only by the bread, but also by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
有时候我问你一个问题。
Sometimes I ask this question.
为什么这条蛇不找亚当找夏娃呢？
Why would the serpent not look for Adam and look for Eve instead?
为什么找女人不找男人呢？
Why would he look for the woman instead of the man?
男女之间是大有分别的。
There is a big difference between a male and a female.
生理的分别。
Not only physical.
乃是心理的。
There is emotional difference.
看不见的分别。
Things that you cannot see.
男人重权威。
The man wants power.
女人重感情。
But the woman emotional.
这样讲不是告诉你，所以我是你的吗？我重感情吗？你就以为这样就是永远的真理？就是因为弱点，你只重感情，你不重权威，结果呢，男女之间的很多的事情没办法解决。
There's a lot of problem that come about because of the overemphasis on emotion.
男人重理性，女人重感情。
The man is more place emphasis on logic and women on emotions.
男人重大局，女人重细节。
The man looks at a bigger picture, the woman looks at the details.
男人重分析，女人重直觉。
The man puts emphasis on analysis, the woman on instinct.
撒旦找女人不找男人。
So Satan go for the woman.
因为女人就用直觉判断的时候，她的理性的功用就模糊了。
The woman would use her instinct to judge, and it's not very reasonable and logical.
原来上帝都这么狭窄。
Oh, even God is so narrow-minded.
原来上帝都这么这个不准我知道他所知道的事。
That God does not want me to know things.
所以这样的上帝就不必尊重了。
And so I need not honor such a God.
我也不必信他所讲的话语。
I do not have to believe what he said.
所以错误的动机所讲的多少美的话都没有意思。
No matter how much good words you will say, if the motive is wrong, there's no meaning.
撒下话就吃了果子，又分给亚当吃了。
So Eve took the fruit and gave it to Adam.
自古以来，很多男人是属女人族的东西的。
Since ancient days, the men would eat fruits from the woman.
从这方面，不但病从口入，我告诉你，祸也从口入的。
And so in this way, catastrophe will come from the food.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
这样整个宇宙次序就颠倒过来了。
And so the entire order of the universe was turned upside down.
上帝讲话
，When God spoke,
男人听从。
The man would listen.
男人讲话。
When the man spoke,
女人听从。
The woman would listen.
人类讲话。
When humanity speak,
动物听从。
The animals would listen.
动物不能讲话。
The animals cannot speak.
植物听他的，顺服他的。
The plants would be dominated by them.
生物、植物一直到这个狂物，整个次序是这样下来的。
And this is the order of all things.
现在完全反过来了。
But now it's completely upside down.
这个果子讲话，蛇听了。
The fruit spoke and the human being heard.
蛇的主意女人听了。
The serpent heard and the serpent's words the woman heard.
女人的主意男人听了。
And the idea of the woman was listened by the man.
男人要的是抵挡上帝，不顺服上帝的主意。
And what the man wanted to do was to be disobey God.
整个宇宙次序的混乱是从创世纪第三章开始。
And so Genesis 3 represents the entire upside down order of the universe.
有一次纪志文讲一篇道理题目，我吓了一跳。
The Reverend Andrew G. once had a topic that
astonished me. 下个礼拜
Next week,
我要讲一个很特别的题目。
I want to speak a special topic.
什么题目你知道吗？
What topic?
怕老婆的亚当。
The Adam that is afraid of the wife.
从来不知道解经有这样的办法。
I didn't know there's such a topic in sermon.
亚当听了女人的话。
Because Adam heard the woman.
全世界混乱到这个地步。
And so the world is so confused.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
蛇不到亚当面前。
The serpent did not go to Adam.
亚当的分析力太强了。
Because he knew that Adam could analyze well.
他在女人的面前。
But he came to the woman.
从直觉，从感情，
from emotion,
从现实的需要，
from what she need now,
看得见的好处，
from what she can see,
下手。
And then
所以当女人，你抓住我女人本来就是这样的时候，那不是你可夸的，那是你要悔改。要谨慎的事情。
You need to be careful and not just declare that because I'm a woman I'm like this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
亚当夏娃就这样把全人类卷在罪恶里面了。
This is the way Adam and Eve bring all of us into sin.
是上帝的错失吗？
Was this the error of God?
是上帝创造的缺陷吗？
Is this a mistake by God in creation?
有一种人呢，把上帝创造的缺陷当作什么叫做原罪的这个名词。
And some people use this as the reason for the origin sin.
完全错误的解释。
This is completely wrong.
我告诉你，这个试探是人性绝对的必须。
And this temptation is an absolute necessity for mankind.
试炼也是人，特别是基督徒成全的必须。
And trial especially is a necessity for Christians.
耶稣到世界上来的时候，
So when Jesus Christ came,
圣经说呢，
The Bible says,
他虽然为儿子，
Although he is the son of God,
人就要受苦，
He still have to suffer,
学习顺从，
To learn obedience,
直到完全。
Deal perfection.
受苦是必须的。
So suffering is necessary.
受苦在学习顺从。
When you suffer, you learn to obey.
顺从是必须的。
And obedience is necessary.
顺从可以正义完全。
Obedience will bring you into perfection.
这样我们就从整个人性被造的奥秘中间。
And so in the mystery of the creation of humanity,
我们找到了两大路线。
We found two great pathways.
一个路线就是蒙恩的路线。
The first one is one which has received God's grace.
生命的路线。
Pathway of victory in life.
第二个路线就是堕落的路线。
The second one is one of the fallen way.
就是灭亡的路线。
One that leads to destruction.
灭亡的总路线是什么呢？
The whole purpose of destruction.
第一，自我。
It will come about when we are self-centered.
第二，自由。
And then we have freedom.
第三，自杀。
In the end, it reaches suicide.
自我、自由、自杀。 这是灭亡的总路线。
And this is the old general direction of destruction.
神已经把话给了人。
God has given us His word.
不可吃。
You cannot eat this.
神的道已经在伊甸园里面。
And the word of God is already in the garden.
神的话已经在传耳中了。
The words has already been heard.
结果呢？
But in the end,
是我。
You want self-exaltation? I do not want the truth.
自己决定我的前途。
I want to decide.
这种存在主义的味道在创世纪第三章已经显明出来。
And this flavor of existentialism can be seen from the third chapter onwards.
自我为中心发展的果效，就产生了自由的行动。
When you want to express this self-centeredness, you have this so-called freedom.
这种没有上帝的道引导的自由的结局，一定是自杀。
But this freedom without the guidance of the word of God will lead to suicide.
自我、自由、自杀。
Self-centeredness, self-freedom, and then suicide.
这是灭亡的总路线。
And this is the general direction of destruction.
得到生命的总路线是什么呢？
But the general direction of life.
就是我们借着受苦。
Is that through our suffering.
就是顺从。
We learn obedience.
把我们的主权回到上帝的主权来。
And give our will under the will of God.
把我们的自由受住在神的自主的下面。
And constrain our freedom under the sovereign will of God.
然后从这个顺从，我们领受了新的生命。
And from obedience, we receive this new life.
领受了上帝的成全。
To receive the perfection of God.
被造的生命。
And in our created life,
进了被赎的阶段，
it will enter into a safe life.
最后达到被成全的果效。
And in the end, become a perfected life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
当我们思想到为什么伊甸园有这样的一棵树的时候，
when we think about why the Garden of Eden has such a tree,
伊甸园有这个试探人的蛇的时候。
Why would there be a serpent that tempts us?
你就从全本圣经里面有关于救赎跟灭亡的总路线去看神的带领。
You will understand the guidance of God from the general principle of the entire Bible.
这是一个绝对的必须。
And understand this as absolute necessity.
当我们已经信主了以后，
after we have believed in our Lord,
我们也没有办法逃避试炼。
We cannot escape trials.
我们办法达到一个给一个。特别的特权的生活。
We will not have special privileges.
我们正像基督一样。
We will be like Christ.
基督为我们的罪受了患难。
For Christ coming in the flesh.
我们不但信服基督，还要为他受苦。
Not only do we believe in him, we will suffer for him.
因为神的旨意受苦。
This is the will of God that we will suffer.
跟随基督受苦。
That we will suffer by following Christ.
因为福音的缘故受苦。
We will suffer because of the gospel.
因为我们信主以后呢。
After we believe,
撒旦对我们的仇恨，对我们的攻击，一定是越来越厉害的。
Satan will continue to hate us and to attack us more and more.
我们就效法基督。
So we want to imitate Christ.
借着苦难，我们学习了顺从。
Through suffering, we learn obedience.
借着顺从，我们达到完全的地步。
And through obedience, we become perfect.
这样
，in this manner,
我们的生命
，our life,
去透过试炼试探临到我们。
Through the trials and temptation that we have,
我们达到一个被炼过的生命的完全。
We will become a life that has been tried.
跟起初的完全是不一样的。
It will be different from the original perfection.
今天我给十多个孩子施洗。
Today I baptize many young children.
那我看这些受洗的婴孩的时候呢？
When I look at all these infants that have been baptized,
我看到被造原先的完全的一种形象。
They look perfect in this original creation.
Seems to be perfect.
Seems to be perfect.
其实他们已经有了亚当原罪的影响了。
But they have been influenced by the sin of Adam.
但我告诉你。
But I tell you this.
这些孩子。
All these young kids.
长大以后。
When they grow.
可能像彼得。
Maybe they will be like Peter.
可能像犹大。
Maybe they will be like Judas.
现在不过是被造原先的一种形象。
Right now they are in the original created state.
但是当你看年老受苦的人。
But when you look at people who suffer in the old age,
灵性成全的时候,
when you look at how their spirituality is perfected,
满身皱纹,
maybe they have a lot of wrinkles,
他满身疾病,
maybe they have a lot of diseases,
这些的疾病, 这些的皱纹, 正是他成全必须所带来的记号。
And the wrinkles and the diseases and ailments are the marks of his perfection.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
给我们在人生的过程中间。
That in the process of our life,
就我们清楚知道圣经有很多难解的问题。
We will know that there are many difficult passages in the Bible.
这些难解的问题后面。
But behind these difficulties,
有上帝最美好的旨意。
We see the greatest will of God.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
以顺从。
With a heart of obedience.
达到完全。
Let us reach perfection.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.